Hello and welcome to the Prestige Worldwide Dynasty Fantasy Football League podcast. I'm your host, Kevin. And today we've got a jam-packed episode, but before that, a quick word from our sponsor. The Prestige Worldwide Fantasy Football Dynasty League is brought to you by Paywall PPC. Is your business where it should be in the search results? Organic traffic is responsible for over half the clicks on search engines. Don't let that go to waste by being buried by your competitors. SEO is arguably one of the most sustainable and important marketing tactics. Our SEO team will research your industry and optimize both on-site and off-site factors for your company's website that will skyrocket you to the top of all search engines. Visit BaywallPPC.com to learn more. All right, we're back with the first episode of the off season here. It's currently March 14th at 8:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I know that we are still roughly 6 months from actual football being played, but you know, what better time than right now during free agency to get on here and just have some fun and talk about football that's not going to happen for months from now. And the first thing I want to do on this episode is sort of do a live reaction read to all the latest free agency news that's come out in the last couple days. So let's jump right into it. First one up on the list, the Bears traded the number one pick to the Panthers. Bears trading the 2023 number one overall pick to the Carolina Panthers for 2023 number 9 overall, 2023 number 61 overall, a 2024 first round pick, a 2025 second round pick, and wide receiver DJ Moore. So yeah, that's pretty major trade. Carolina moves up to 1, gives up a lot to do so. So that pretty much means that they know who they're taking. They've got a quarterback in mind that they love over all the other quarterbacks. Remains to be seen who that is. On the Bears side, man, they get a haul for this number one overall pick. And DJ Moore to Chicago, that's kind of huge. I mean, Justin Fields kind of sucks, so we'll see how that plays out. But at least for now, DJ Moore is a topic here, in especially for Dynasty, because I don't know. I mean, it remains to be seen, but anyways, interesting trade overall. And next on the list, the Houston Texans have signed wide receiver Robert Woods to a 2-year contract, $10 million guaranteed. So yeah, Bobby Trees heading out to Houston. This will be Robert Woods' fourth team, as he's played for the Bills and Rams before spending last season with the Titans. I didn't do real much last year at all. Kind of irrelevant. Only had 53 catches for 527 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's kind of getting old, and he was coming off that torn ACL. So, you know, he's just kind of fading off. Kind of sad because I think he has the best nickname in all of sports, Bobby Trees. I mean, that's just hilarious. So we'll see what he does down in Houston this season. Probably not much, but remains to be seen. And then next topic on the list, about a dozen NFL teams seeking flashes of the Odell Beckham Jr. of old attended his free agency workout Friday in Arizona. According to the source, coaches and scouts from the Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, New England Patriots, New York Giants, and Baltimore Ravens were among the estimated 12 to 14 teams on hand to watch Beckham, a three-time Pro Bowl wide receiver who sat out last season while recovering from the torn ACL that he suffered in the Super Bowl with the Rams. Yeah, as far as Dynasty goes, I don't know how much OBJ is really a factor. I mean, he's just old. He's not really going to do that much if he does sign with a team, in my opinion. But maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. But personally, I just don't see him as a valuable roster spot in Dynasty. he's only going to play 1 year, maybe two, but still just not really worth a spot to me on my roster. But it will be interesting to see where he goes, where he lands, and he was always just making headlines, so just an interesting thing to note. And the next topic on the list, quarterback Derek Carr, newly signed by the New Orleans Saints, had his press conference this past Saturday. New Orleans Saints quarterback Derek Carr is ready to reinvent himself. The Saints introduced Carr in a news conference that spanned 45 minutes this on Saturday. He talked about his 9-year tenure with the Las Vegas Raiders, how the Saints convinced him to join their team, and what's next for him, his family, and his career. Yeah, this was kind of a big deal. I mean, Derek Carr is, like it says, spent 9 years playing for the Raiders. Had kind of a weird exit from that team. Just didn't really end well. His entire tenure as a Raider was just kind of weird. To me, he's just kind of mid at best. I mean, definitely an improvement over Andy Dalton, who sucks at this point in his career. But I just don't see it being like super impactful. In terms of dynasty, I don't know if it really moves any sort of needle. I mean, you weren't going to drop him. You're probably not going to play him on the Saints unless he reinvents himself. So, yeah, just kind of a moot point on in terms of dynasty. But should be interesting to see how the rest of his career plays out there in New Orleans. And then next topic here, another quarterback, someone that I've bashed and talk shit about many times here on this podcast. That's none other than Mr. Deshaun Watson from the Browns. The Browns have tweaked quarterback Deshaun Watson's contract and have made $36 million in cap space in doing so. The Browns signed Watson last offseason to a new 5-year deal worth an NFL record $230 million fully guaranteed. Before restructuring Watson's deal, the Browns were roughly $14 million over the salary cap, but now Cleveland has the cap space heading into free agency to make some moves. Yeah, interesting. It sounds like they're just basically converting it all to a signing bonus or something like that. The typical weird shit that you can do with NFL contracts, it makes no sense. There just really is no cap when you can do weird stuff like this. I don't really get it, but anyways, yeah. It still remains to be seen whether Deshaun Watson is actually a good quarterback. I think he's going to have another shitty year, but that's just me. Hopefully he proves me wrong. But yeah, just something to note there on Deshaun Watson. And then next note, just a quick one here. The Atlanta Falcons and the Patriots have made a trade. The Patriots are trading tight end Jonnu Smith to the Atlanta Falcons for a 2023 seventh round pick. This trade reunites Jonnu Smith with coach Arthur Smith, who coached Smith. Reunites Smith with coach Smith, who coached Smith with the Tennessee Titans. The trade will be processed Wednesday when the league year officially begins. For Dynasty, I mean, maybe that kind of brings Jonnu Smith back into the fold in terms of tight ends. Tight ends are really random. It's really kind of a weird position for Dynasty. It's very week to week, it seems like. Yeah, just a quick note there. The next note, this one is kind of massive. It affects my team personally, so this is huge. Chargers running back Austin Eckler requesting permission to seek a trade. Chargers running back Austin Eckler is requesting permission to speak with other teams about a potential trade after preliminary talks with a team aimed at a contract extension failed to progress, according to his agent. Eckler is 27 and entering the final season of his 4-year deal. Whoa, hold the phone. This affects my team drastically. I mean, he's arguably the fantasy RB1, if not fantasy number one overall player. Yeah, so this is huge. will be interesting to see if he gets traded, where he gets traded. Selfishly, it would be awesome to see him in a Lions uniform, but that's probably not going to happen. But yeah, that's a massive offseason shakeup here. Especially in Dynasty, man. That's crazy. So looking forward to seeing what happens there. And then another note here that personally affects my current team. Could the Broncos trade a wide receiver? Sources with multiple teams said they believe that Denver Broncos could trade a wide receiver this offseason. Denver has had talks with teams about Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, and KJ Hamler. Teams say the Broncos are asking high prices, not just dumping these players, but it's not out of the question that at least one of these guys gets moved. Yeah, another hold the phone here, especially on Cortland Sutton, my guy. He's on my team. Could be huge. Just another massive note for Dynasty here. I doubt they trade Jerry Jeudy. I mean, he's probably their RB or their wide receiver one. I think he's slightly better than Cortland Sutton. But Broncos are probably going to drastically improve next season. New coach Russell Wilson will be better than he was because he was absolutely horrendous last year. So, yeah, it's interesting this is coming out. If they do trade Sutton, I hope it's to a quarterback that can actually get him the ball, and I also hope that Sutton can stay healthy. But yeah, that's interesting note. We'll see where that sort of progresses here as the offseason goes on. And then next note, just when you thought this NFL offseason couldn't be any crazier, the Raiders agreed to terms with quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo plans to sign with the Las Vegas Raiders. Garoppolo has agreed to a 3-year, $67 million deal, including $34 million guaranteed. He played for the Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels with the New England Patriots, and now they reunite in Las Vegas. So yeah, Raiders dumped Derek Carr, and they followed it up with the Jimmy G signing. Personally, I like it for the Raiders. I think he's a good fit. He's familiar with Josh McDaniels, who has kind of been average as a coach, arguably a failure as a coach so far. I think Jimmy G will possibly turn that around. In terms of Dynasty, I don't know. Jimmy G is kind of a fringe starter. Definitely on the roster, but kind of a fringe starter, kind of a week-to-week matchup type thing. I don't even know how old he is, to be honest, how many years he has left. He's always hurt, so it's really hard to gauge. But yeah, that's another huge signing so far this offseason, Jimmy G to the Raiders. Definitely helps the Raiders a lot. And then next note, just a quick one here, another quarterback. Miami Dolphins and former New York Jets quarterback Mike White have agreed to a 2-year deal. Mike White will back up Tua Tagovailoa, who had his 5th-year option on his rookie deal picked up by the Dolphins. So yeah, Mike White will just back up Tua. Tua, as we all know, has a concussion issue, so I'm going to guess that he's going to miss some time next year. He's probably going to take a couple hits and have to sit a game or two. Sad to say, but we'll probably see Mike White a good bit next season in a Miami Dolphins uniform. Is he rosterable in Dynasty? No. But I don't know. Maybe somebody picks him up the week or two that he plays and he goes off for a million yards, a million touchdowns. I mean, the Dolphins have a great offense and Mike White's like not that bad. So interesting, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see where that goes. And then to follow that up with another backup quarterback note, but still kind of somewhat relevant, the Niners reached a deal with quarterback Sam Darnold. 49ers have agreed to a 1-year deal with former Carolina Panthers quarterback Sam Darnold. He bolsters the 49ers' depth at quarterback as Jimmy G exits to the Las Vegas Raiders, and both Brock Purdy and Trey Lance recover and return from their injuries. So yeah, just kind of insurance policy for 49ers. Darnold's, he's not bad, you know, a good backup. But yeah, once again, just dynasty, just irrelevant until he plays. But just something to note there. And just to continue on with this pointless theme of backup quarterbacks, the Saints agreed to terms with quarterback Jameis Winston. The Saints will re-sign quarterback Jameis Winston to a one-year deal. So that brings him back. He'll back up Derek Carr. Once again, just irrelevant for dynasty, but just kind of interesting note. In case Carr goes down, it's still Jameis Winston down there in New Orleans. Yeah, and we'll just keep an eye on that one. And just when you thought I was done with my backup quarterback streak, you can't make this up. The next note, the Falcons agree to sign quarterback Taylor Heinicke. The Falcons plan to sign quarterback Taylor Heinicke to a two-year deal, adding the former Washington Commanders fan favorite to a quarterback room that once again will be in transition in 2023. Heinicke is expected to enter training camp as the backup to Desmond Ridder, who started the final four games of his rookie season in 2022. This one is a little bit more relevant because if Ridder starts the year terribly, they're just going to put in Heinicke. It's kind of a weird fit for that Falcons offense, but I could definitely see a scenario where Ridder just sucks out of the gate and Heinicke's the quarterback by like week five, week six, and he kind of just plays out the year. So definitely, this one is definitely relevant for dynasty. Is he rosterable? No, but I have a feeling he's going to be picked up by somebody at this point. Is he startable? Probably not, but it remains to be seen. Yeah, so that's that. And then the next note, finally moving off of our backup quarterback streak here, the Raiders agreed to a deal with wide receiver Jacoby Myers. New England Patriots free agent wide receiver Jacoby Myers has agreed to a three-year contract with the Las Vegas Raiders. The move reunites Myers with the Raiders coach Josh McDaniels, who was Myers' offensive coordinator with the Patriots from 2019-2021. This is a pretty solid move for the Raiders. I mean, Myers was kind of lost and, I don't know, kind of average in New England. But I think a new scenery and a new team will actually do wonders for him. He's got Jimmy G thrown to him now. Better offense, just better team culture. So yeah, Myers, this is actually pretty big for dynasty, honestly. I mean, Myers is still young. He's arguably not entered his prime yet, so this could be a big one. He could flourish for the Raiders, so we'll keep an eye on that one. See how his offseason progresses, and just take it from there. And next on the list, which, by the way, this list is crazy. This offseason has been nuts, and it's literally March 14th at 9:28 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Dolphins agreed to a two-year deal with Raheem Mostert, bringing him back to the team. After signing last year with the Dolphins as a free agent, Mostert set career highs in both rushing and carries, while playing for first-year head coach Mike McDaniel, who was Mostert's offensive coordinator with the previous season with the San Francisco 49ers. So yeah, he's returning to the Dolphins. He clearly loves Mike McDaniel as a coach. He's had his most success under McDaniel. Hopefully that continues for him. I think he's kind of getting up there in age, so he doesn't have much time left. But if the Dolphins don't do anything else at running back, that's kind of a red flag. Mostert's kind of been hurt most of his career, so I wouldn't be shocked if that trend continued. They're going to need to add some depth there. Maybe they do it in the draft. Maybe they assign somebody else. I don't know. Maybe they already have, and I just haven't read this list yet. But yeah, interesting signing. Mostert re-signs with the Dolphins. Next is another quick wide receiver note. Houston Texans are signing wide receiver Noah Brown, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys. So that makes two wide receivers they've added so far this season with Bobby Trees, now Noah Brown. Both kind of just average signings, arguably below average signings, but it is the Houston Texans, so like, what do you expect, really? Nothing really else to note there. Noah Brown was decent with the Cowboys. He didn't really have much of a chance. I think if he got more of a chance, he would have shown out a little bit more, but maybe he'll do something with Houston, but probably not. And then this next note, kind of a massive deal for fantasy, especially Dynasty. It's Lamar Jackson. The note says, bear with me, this is kind of weirdly worded, but it says Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson tweets about his contract offer. Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, who last week received the non-exclusive franchise tag from the Ravens, refuted a report regarding his contract on Tuesday. The report detailed that Jackson was being offered $200 million in guarantees by the Ravens last year. Jackson and Baltimore had been unable to reach a long-term deal since he became eligible for a contract extension over 2 years ago. Ravens officials have acknowledged it has been a tough negotiation because Jackson does not have an agent and is representing himself. The note also includes the tweet from Lamar Jackson. This is kind of weird to do over a podcast, but hopefully you guys get the gist. His tweet, $133 million for 3 years, fully guaranteed, side-eye emoji, but I need an agent, crying face emoji, face palm emoji. So yeah, just kind of a weird situation going on with Lamar Jackson. It's kind of a massive domino for real life NFL and for Dynasty that still needs to fall. There's been a couple rumors of teams that were interested. I've heard Atlanta Falcons, and I've actually heard the Detroit Lions, which in my opinion would be a terrible decision. Just kind of a weird situation going on there with Lamar. Hopefully it gets all worked out. Hopefully he gets paid. Doesn't sound like it's going to be by Baltimore, but we'll see. I've also heard that he might sit out this year. I hope that doesn't happen because he's an electric player and fun to watch. And if he sits, that kind of just fucks up a lot of shit for Dynasty. Hopefully he plays. Hopefully he gets paid, but that remains to be seen. And then following up one weird quarterback situation with another weird quarterback situation, this note says that Aaron Rodgers provided a wish list of free agents to the Jets, and that includes Odell Beckham Jr., Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, and Mercedes Lewis. What the hell, man? That's literally three Packers. Like, what do you want to do? Bring the entire Packers roster with you to New York? Like, that's not really how this works, man. I hope he doesn't go to the Jets. It sounds like he is, though. It might already be a done deal. I don't really know. There's more on this list I need to read. This list is insane. We're 24 minutes into this podcast, and there's still a lot of shit to talk about. I'm going to do a little mock draft, first-round mock draft after this. So, yeah, this podcast is going to go on for a while. But, like I said, it's March 14th. What else are we talking about? We love football. I love talking about football. So here we are. Anyways, yeah. That just kind of pisses me off. Like, fuck Aaron Rodgers, you know? Like, nobody wants to see him play anymore. Just retire, man. Retire as a loser to the Detroit Lions. That would just be awesome. That's the end of my rant on that. No further discussion on Aaron Rodgers. On the next note, this one's kind of big for Dynasty. Tight end. Giants and third-round pick to the Raiders for Darren Waller. The Giants are acquiring Darren Waller in a trade with the Vegas Raiders. Giants will send a third-round draft pick, number 100 overall, to the Raiders for Waller, who will provide quarterback Daniel Jones with an established veteran target in the passing game. It's a good pickup for the Giants. I like it. Maybe not third round. That seems kind of high, but maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, if Waller can stay healthy, that's a big target for Daniel Jones. So yeah, I like this one a lot. Shakes up the tight end scene in Dynasty a little bit. So that's cool. I like that one. And the next note, another Miami Dolphins running back note. Dolphins re-signing running back Jeff Wilson. So yeah, they're just running it back essentially with their two running backs from last year. Interesting decision there. Not much to say other than, okay, now I know that they're just running it back with Mostert and Wilson. Just kind of a blah, meh backfield for the Dolphins. But yeah, their offense is still elite with those two wide receivers on the outside. They've got Tua still, who is electric, as long as he stays healthy. So yeah, another interesting note there. And then this one's interesting. The Eagles are adding running back Rashad Penny. The Eagles have agreed to terms on a one-year deal with running back Rashad Penny. Miles Sanders has been the lead back in Philadelphia the past four seasons. Sanders is a free agent. It signaled his time with Eagles could be coming to an end, tweeting Tuesday afternoon, "To the city of Philadelphia, thank you from the bottom of my heart." Yeah, so that's pretty much code for see you fucking later. I'm out of here. Have fun with the new shiny toy, Rashad Penny. Hopefully it goes well for the Eagles. I don't really see a difference between Penny and Sanders, to be honest. Everything's still going to go through Jalen Hurts. Penny's more injury prone than Sanders, which is interesting. But I mean, if this works out, like, Penny has potential to be pretty solid. So kind of a, just something to note, good signing for the Eagles, I guess. Just kind of on par with Sanders there, not really hurting themselves, not really gaining much, but, yeah, interesting. And then next one, apparently I thought I was done talking about Aaron Rodgers, but I am not. The Jets have signed wide receiver Alan Lazard, so Aaron Rodgers gets at least one of his free agent wish. While continuing to pursue a trade for Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, the Jets secured one of his longtime wide receivers, Alan Lazard. The terms of the deal are a four-year, $44 million contract. Unbelievable. Aaron Rodgers pulling strings, making the Jets sign somebody like Alan Lazard, who is just kind of buddies with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he really moves the needle in Dynasty or really in fantasy at all. Unless Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, I guess, which he probably is. I'm probably going to scroll up and read that on this list and continue to talk about Aaron Rodgers on this podcast. But yeah, interesting note there. And this next one, live reaction here. Just refresh on this page and come to find out the Lions have agreed to terms with running back David Montgomery. Three-year, $18 million deal. Wow, that's awesome. Love that for the Lions. Probably means Jamal Williams is gone. Fan favorite. Really love that guy, but Montgomery is just simply better. This is huge for the Lions. Wow, I don't even know what to say. That's big for the Lions. I love it. Love it a lot. Big for Dynasty. You know, the Lions are going to run the shit out of the ball with this guy. And hopefully we trade DeAndre Swift, but let's keep that between you and me. Wow, that's awesome. I wonder who has him in our league. I'll have to go and check. But anyways, that is the end of the free agency list, at least the one that I'm looking at on today, Tuesday, March 14th. Next section here of this podcast, kind of want to just do a little mock draft. I've got something a little cooked up here. Pull a mock draft from a site, just kind of run through it, give the rundown of the players. I'm going to give a fun fact of each player, which is kind of cool. Some players don't actually have fun facts. It's weird. Wikipedia lists some fun facts for players, but not for others. But anyways, let's get into that. It should be fun. With the first overall pick in Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young from Alabama. Bryce Young came in at 5'10" and 204 pounds at the combine, but didn't take part in the drills. At the end of the day, it probably doesn't matter because the Panthers consider him QB1 and he's going off the board first here. New head coach Frank Reich has talked about the importance of size at the position, but Young is the most NFL-ready quarterback on the board. With the second overall pick in Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the Houston Texans select C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State. Several league sources told us the Texans were high on Young, but clearly not high enough to pay to move up one spot. Still, the team desperately needs a quarterback, and Stroud, who some teams are convinced will be in the mix for QB1, is the consolation prize here. Stroud was impressive during his 2022 season, and even more so when the media spoke to him in person, first at the Super Bowl and then at the Combine. He's a better passer coming out of Ohio State than Justin Fields. And random fun fact about C.J. Stroud, C.J. stands for Coleridge Bernard, and C.J. holds the record for most passing yards in a single game with 573 yards by an OSU quarterback. With the third overall pick in Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the Indianapolis Colts make a mock trade with the Arizona Cardinals to move up to 3, and they select quarterback Will Levis out of Kentucky. We've heard from sources that the Colts are going to be in the move-up business this draft, and there may now be an elevated sense of urgency given that the Panthers have already secured the number one spot. Levis spent a lot of time at the combine explaining why the 2022 season went the way it did. In his defense, he was banged up, his offensive line had been decimated, he had a new offensive coordinator, and was working with young wide receivers. And Levis didn't make excuses for any of this when we spoke with him in Indy. The physical tools are undeniable, but is he the next Josh Allen? And then fun little fact about Will Levis. No idea if this is actually true, but this is what I read on the internet, so it must be true. Will Levis has several quirky food habits, specifically drinking coffee with mayonnaise and eating unpeeled bananas. With the 7th overall pick in Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select quarterback Anthony Richardson out of Florida. The Raiders are signing veteran Jimmy Garoppolo, and that makes a lot of sense. He's familiar with the system. He's as good as, or maybe even slightly better than Derek Carr, and he'd give the rookie quarterback time to grow into the role. Richardson is one of the most exciting prospects in this class. The problem, he's short on experience, and while his physical tools are rare, Josh McDaniels has a track record of dialing up plays to put his quarterbacks in position to succeed. Richardson told us at the combine that he wants to play day one, but it might be in his best long-term interest to ease him into that role. Either way, a few years from now, he could be the best player in the league. And then the fun fact about Anthony Richardson is there was no fun facts about him. Couldn't find any. With the 14th overall pick in Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the New England Patriots select Bijan Robinson, running back out of Texas. Robinson is special, and while he is probably one of the best players in this class, he could still be around late in round one because he's a running back. That said, is there any team more unpredictable than the Patriots when it comes to the draft? Yes, the Pats need offensive line help and wide receivers, but what better friend to a young quarterback and new offensive coordinator, also old offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien, than a workhorse back who can team up
with Ramondre Stevenson.
And then quick fun fact about Bijan Robinson. He was the Arizona Gatorade Football Player of the Year his senior year of high school. With the 15th overall pick in Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the Green Bay Packers select Michael Mayer, tight end, Notre Dame. Wide receiver is an obvious choice here, but we get to push back every week because it's been 21 years since the Packers have taken a wideout in the first round. So tight end it is. Mayer told us at the combine that he loves the way Travis Kelce plays the position, and while he may not be quite as athletic, Mayer is already a better blocker. He's also a legit downfield threat who is easy to imagine quickly becoming one of Jordan Love's favorite targets. And then, quick little fun fact about Michael Mayer. He is the all-time receptions leader at Notre Dame at tight end with 180 career receptions. With the 21st overall pick in Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Jackson Smith and Jigba, wide receiver, Ohio State. Smith and Jigba barely saw the field during the 2023 season because of injuries, but he's still one of the top wideouts in the class. It's pretty easy to forget that he led the 2021 Buckeyes in receptions, and that core included first-rounders Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, and future first-rounder Marvin Harrison Jr. And then quick little fun fact about Jackson Smith and Jigba. His older brother, Kanan, plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates. With the 22nd overall pick in Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Quentin Johnston, wide receiver, TCU. Quentin Johnston's an above-the-rim playmaker whose athleticism and contested catch abilities make him in the running for wide receiver one. Assuming the Ravens and Lamar Jackson get on the same page, finding a number one wide receiver is on the to-do list. And then quick little fun fact about Quentin Johnston. He was originally committed to the University of Texas, but switched to TCU last minute following the departure of the Texas wide receiver coach at that time. With the 25th overall pick in Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the New York Giants select Zay Flowers, wide receiver, Boston College. Zay Flowers was virtually unstoppable at Boston College, and that was with suspect quarterback play. He has a chance to be wide receiver one in New York, and deservedly so. And he also has nice return skills, which is huge. And then a fun fact about Zay Flowers, his full name is Xavion Kevion, spelled X-A-V-I-E-N, K-E-V-O-N-N. With the 27th overall pick in the Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the Buffalo Bills select Darnell Washington, tight end, Georgia. At the combine, Darnell Washington came in at 6'6", 264 pounds, with 11-inch hands and nearly an 84-inch wingspan. And while he's growing into his role as a receiver, he's essentially another offensive tackle when he's in line. Basically, he'd serve two roles in Buffalo: receiver in a high-powered offense that has needs at tight end, and an extra in-line blocker. And then, fun fact about Darnell Washington. Also, no fun facts about Darnell Washington, so we move on. With the 31st overall pick in Kevin's 2023 NFL mock draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Jordan Addison, wide receiver, USC. Addison isn't a big target, but he's one of the most dynamic players in the country who can line up anywhere. Addison only managed a 4.49 40 at the combine, but the tape is the tape, and it consistently showed that he was regularly the best player in the field who could win at all three levels. Now just imagine him on Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. Oh my gosh. And then quick fun fact about Jordan Addison. He transferred to USC from Pittsburgh, When he transferred to USC, he wore number 3, which had been previously retired in honor of Carson Palmer. So shout out to Carson Palmer. And that's going to wrap up this episode of the pod. Just had some fun live reacting to NFL free agency news. And then we cooked up a little mock draft. That was just the first round. Obviously, there's going to be many more players that impact Dynasty League rookie drafts. And maybe I'll do that at a later episode. I mean, it's not like we don't have like a while before actual football starts to be played. So stay tuned there. And if you're listening, thanks for listening, and peace out.